Set on warming real tree. How does the relationship like between the companies that Nestle or tobacco company and your shop as a wholesaler before the war?
You see, it should be, the relationship should be good, because as a distributor, we cannot say so much, we cannot demand so much. It's a good line, you see. Like Siget is a very good line as a hotel, as a distributor. So we usually listen to them. They ask what to do, what we do. But Nestle's is a bit different, you see. Sometimes we may have an argument with them because the profit of Nestle is not good and the management is a bit different. I don't know.
How about before the war? How was it?
Before it's alright. Before the business is not very competitive. Before the war is alright.
What kind of goods did you do in last time, I mean before the war, when you were distributing for them?
Before the war, that was, you see, before, you see, that time, you see, myself and my brother were together, you see. Then we break up, you see. My brother took up certain line of agency. I took Singapore Tobacco and Nestle. My brother Guinness South, Tiger Beer, Anchor Beer, and some other products. That was in 1959, when I split with my brother. So that's why I come to Bukit Panjang. My brother stayed at Bukit Timah.
Before the war, when you were dealing with Nestle products, what kind of products did you sell? The milk powder or milk?
Mostly milk, condensed milk. That time, powder milk is not very popular. We got so many brands of condensed milk, mostly condensed milk. Evaporated milk also very thin.
Did you have to get license from the government or anything to get to the distributor?
Like cigarette mermaid, that mermaid, I'm a Baxter distributor. That I have Baxter. I'm a Baxter distributor also. But that I have to get a license, liquor license.
What about pre-war, did you need to get license?
Yes, if you do beer or liquor, you have to get a license.
When your father's business just switched from retailing to wholesale, did you have to get license for that?
I do get a license for liquor because at that time we are doing beer wholesale also. At that time we are the distributor for Tiger Beer and Anchor Beer.
Before the war?
Before the war.
So the license is only for the liquor. Not for the Nestle product or the cigarette.
That business was taken over by my brother.
After the war?
After the war.
So, when the company offered to let you be the distributor, did they see into the capital of your business and all that?
They don't even ask.
When you decide to change, did you have to take into consideration that your capital, when you decide to change your father's business to wholesale?
You see, at the time when they appoint us as a distributor, they always give us credit. So there is no need to add in more capital, you see. We get credit. But when we give credit, we have to be careful, you see. To see whether the family shop is worth how much, they give how much to me. Not to give too much. We have to look after the credit side.
very carefully. Of course, we get credit from them, you see. If we give too much credit, we may not be able to pay the company.
So the business was conducted mainly on a credit basis?
Credit basis.
How, you said that your shop was the only wholesale during that time. Yeah. How did this affect your family's living condition and the finances?
You see, of course, with this wholesale business, we do make more. But what we make, all finished in the occupation time. At that time, it's quite all right, you see, we do make more.
And did it affect your relation with the other shopkeepers, and other villagers?
You see, at the beginning, some of the village shop, they refuse to buy from us. They prefer to buy from town. In other words, they say, why should I buy from him? He's the same as me, in the same shop. They refuse to buy that. But later on, we approach them every week, we talk to them nicely, we explain to them, then they start buying from us. At first, yes, difficult, you see. Some other shops, they refuse to buy from us.
How long did it take for the shopkeepers to change their attitude towards your family business?
To buy from us? It's not long, I say 1 or 2 months time slowly. They don't buy, still we call over their shop. As a whether they want this and that. You see, by calling so many times, see, they feel bad, you see, so we ask them nicely. Then they start to buy 1 or 2 things from you like that. And slowly they forget about everything, they buy more from you. I think about 2 months, 2 or 3 months like that.
So you have to go to all the places in Jurong and...
At that time I have to engage salesmen. I even go out myself. I have to go out myself to see to every shop. You see, that is the thing, you see, you cannot... I'm not saying they're not trust the salesman, but I think if you saw our own face there, the better chance of selling looks like.
How did your father feel about all these changes? Was he happy about it?
Of course, he was happy. He was very happy. Because he got the right way, you see.
Can you tell us about your family's relationship with your neighbors and all that?
Like before pre-war, the relation between the neighbors are always very good. It's like the present kampong people, you see. You know all the people among the kampong. Not like the present housing board estate, you don't know this person like that. Pre-war, the village people, they practically know everyone by face. Not, if not by name, by face. So, it's a custom, you see, you have to know everyone there. And not so many people, you see. Even like at present, the kampong people are so different. They know each other very well. They got anything, they invite all the kampong. Very good.
Having one of the biggest business there and being a wholesaler, how did it affect the family standing in the village?
I think it's the same. You cannot be too boastful or too proud. It's good for people to admire you. If you say, I'm a distributor, they say, you people have to come and buy from us, your business is safe. If you be humble, you go to them, they don't want to buy from you, you be good to them, ask them to buy from me, then you will succeed. You see, people will buy from you, the office people will say, this fellow can do business. They will not change an undistributor. You see, we know that somebody are getting jealous with us. But we must not throw that, oh, we got this relationship, we have to throw a bit, we must not do that.
If we then the whole kampong by support us, then
our disrespect may God.
So your relationship with the
must be very good. You see, we want their business. Now as a wholesaler it's different. You see, we want business from every shopkeeper. Every shop. They have to be very good to them. If they don't buy from us, we cannot do anything. We are making money out of them. We have to be good to them, very good to them. Now we are depend more on the shopkeeper than the farmer. If it is our business to do.
Did they ever come to you for your family or your father for assistance or anything?
No, not for children like some donation or this and that. We have to pay utility a bit more, but for assistance, they never come for that. Credit sometimes maybe they ask for a few days longer or say this week they cannot pay another time. Sometimes you have to favor, see, like doing business, you go cannot fix, having a fixed rule, say, you have to pay 1 month, means 1 month. Sometimes they cannot pay and they extend it to 1.5 months to 2 months, but just tell them that is the office rolling 1 month. Try not to delay your payment. You have to talk nicely to them. Do business is like that. If you go to speak, say no, stop backwards, your business cannot prosper. Even now the same. We have to treat our customer nicely to get business.
You mentioned that your father was elected the chairman of the school committee.
Yes.
When was that?
I think he served many years in the school committee, even chairman. I think my father died more than 30 years ago.
So he became the chairman when his business was still at retail?
At retail, yeah. At the time, not the first retail.
Now we come to the period when there were anti-Japanese movement in Singapore. Did you know anything about that?
You see, at that time, when the Japanese started war with China in Singapore under Mr. Tan Kak Kee, Chow Sai Wan, and then this Nick Wan, Chung Hui Chua, they all formed Chiu Cheng Hui to collect money to China to fight against the Japanese. You see, so in Bukit Timah and Jurong, they formed one committee there. So it happened that they chose my father as the chairman of Bukit Timah and Jurong committee just before the war, to collect money to fight against the Japanese. That's what I know. That's how my father is pulling a student as a chairman for the teaching place.
Do you know when did this Chiu Cheng Hui start?
I have no idea. Lastly, three years before the Japanese. I don't remember the proper date now. Somewhere 3 years before the Chinese candidate was 41, 38 or 39, I guess.
Do you remember how this committee was set up?
It's all set up by, at the time I remember, Tan Kak Kee was not here, really. It's under his assistant Kau Sai Wan or what. So then Kau Sai Wan went away, then the present in Ik Huang is an Asia, is working in Asia. And Chung Hung Chua, I think, dead or something, I don't know, never heard of him again. All these things they form. They form all these committees. I think it's under the direction of Tan Kak Kee.
Then how did it get set up in Bukit Timah and Jurong area?
Yes, and this people they find in a certain place, they find those people who wish to do some fabric work, this and that, who like to do fabric work, and that's why they do all these people. They come to consult these people and ask them to help like that. I think they may have come to my father and asked my father to do something about it. So my father agreed.
You mean people like Mekwan, they came to your...
To
the place to ask the people?
To see my father. At that time, it's only two people they will see.
So just before these people came to the Bukit Timah to ask us to set up this branch, was there any other sort of unit where they were actually doing all this already?
No, I think maybe that year my father must be helping the chairman of the school. That's why they come to see my father.
So before that, Bukit Timah village did not have any of this kind of committees to collect money or funding?
No, only the school.
So, it only started in Bukit Timah village when your father became the chairman of the branch of this committee.
Yeah.
How did which area was involved under?
I think from Newton upwards. Up to Bukit Timah, 7 months, and then up to Jurong, 18 months. That's it. Bukit Timah and Jurong, this way.
Why two areas instead of, what did they encompass two areas?
I don't know, but it was like, they call it Bukit Timah and Jurong.
Did you know why they decided to set up this tutoring place?
Well, I hear that at that time people is still Chinese, see, not Singaporean, see. So they say Angkor. They want their country, see. A lot of people say that they have to say things are Japanese, like attack China, we Chinese people must collect money to send to China, I think. That's why they try to form this committee. At the time, everybody is willing.
But before this committee was formed, there was no other activities or committees to collect?
There was no other committee, but a lot of people feel that they are willing to give, they have to go to town to give, you see. Maybe in town they have, you see. So that they just want for the to make the people easier, you see. So they start a committee there. In every village they have. Like Newton, they got one committee. And Bukit Timah, Fort Man, they got another committee. And Selma and a committee, Jurong, Selma and a committee, 30 miles and a committee, like that easier for people, every village. And this Bukit Timah and Jurong, my father is the chairman for this all small committee.
So you mean that before your father became the chairman of the committee, of the headquarters in Bukit Timah, there was, if people want to give money, they had to go to the town?
Yeah.
That is only for your 7 mile village. Do you know whether the other villages like in Jurong or that, do they have their own already before they formally form?
No, I don't know. I don't think they have.
So, before your father became involved, did you all contribute?
No, only after we involved the contribute.
So, who were the people actually who thought of setting up the place? I mean, the committee? Was the idea from your father or?
No, from the town people, they come and consult us to form a committee.
At the time, I think you want to collect any money, you're this sort of money, you have to get the government approval or anything like that, I don't know. So you see, that's why they form this association from the town, and then they boil up. Like Bukit Timah, Jurong, Bukit Panjang, all this, Geylang, all this, the branch out, you see.
When they came to your father to suggest that he don't take charge of this, did your father have to go to the various villages and Fokma, all that to sort of get the people to agree?
So far, I know not. Because every village, they set up themselves, you see. I mean the town paper, they visit themselves. And then after that, among all these villages, this Bukit Timah and Jurong village, among the committee there, among themselves, they elect my father as a chairman for the district. It happened that we had to do all the wholesale along this road as well. We know all the retailers today. So all the shopkeepers. So most of this, that is a shopkeeper. Mostly we know.
So do you mean that all these various smaller committees were formed in each village first, and then they elect your father to be the chairman of the former headquarters?
Yes, Bukit Timah village is the center of Jurong and Bukit Timah. That's why they elect my father there. For two reasons. It's a center place.
And another reason
what? Another reason was mostly they know my father. They know that my father is staying very long there. Know most of the shopkeepers.
So your father was not the one who went out to ask people to set up the... Did you know how these various smaller committees in each of the village, how it was run?
This, I don't know, I have no idea at that time. I was not interested in all these things.
What about your father's case when he was... How was he elected to be the chairman? What kind of procedure did the people...
I don't know all these things. I'm not in the committee. I have no idea.
So, how long did your father serve as this chairman of this student way?
I think I at the time I got very little idea. I have to say, this is my business. I leave all these things to my father. I don't know how they do and what they do.
Did your father ever tell you what kind of work he was doing as chairman?
No.
But during this period, did you know what kind of activities, in what ways were the people involved in this kind of campaign?
At that time, everybody is willing. Everybody... can I say very patriotic towards this thing? so they, you know, made this like, it's very easy to collect money, I must say, at that time.
How did they, do you know how did they collect the money?
I think they must have received when they collect the fish. Like in Guatemala village, when certain people, you see, to go around the village, at first they go around the south, then they go around the village, the farmer, all these things, and house by house, ask for donation, you see.
Was it a sort of a fixed amount that
no,
every
no.
month they had to give?
No. Cannot fix. They give what they wish, you see. They give what they can.
Do they have anything like selling flowers to raise funds?
I think yes. I remember yes. I don't know whether I take part or not, I don't know. But I said selling flowers, I remember yes.
Did you know how the people went about selling flowers and collecting money?
I don't remember properly. I remember they do grow up and sell flowers. I don't know how they do it, I forgot.
Do you remember how often they did such things like selling flowers and collecting money?
Not very often. Not
that often. For example, was it once a month or?
Once every 3 months or 2 months. Selling flowers, yes. This, I remember that clearly. But how they do it, I don't know.
Collecting money was not that frequent, you mean about once in a few months?
No, not frequent.
Did you know what kind of work did they do to sort of make known to the people that they are going to sell flowers, that they are going to collect money? How would they inform the people?
They don't inform the people, you see. Just bring the flowers over there and explain to them and stuff like that. And they don't publish in the paper. This is a flower day or anything, you don't know.